Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did he and his brother both have visitation dreams from their dad, letting them both know that he was okay?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, it is indeed. And 855-853-4802, the phone number you can dial and share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Tony and Todd with you on this edition of the program. What's going on?
I'm a little jealous. My sister is taking a week. She's going to Upper Michigan.
Ah, lovely
and
place.
She's checking out like all the cool stuff up there. If you're not from the Midwest, there are tons of lighthouses up there. She went to the Shipwreck Museum up there. You know, all the stuff with the Edmund Fitzgerald is up there, all that kind of stuff. So that's what she's doing currently. And she's a little bit like me where she's into that stuff. And she also believes in energy. And she said that so far, and they've only been up there for like 24 hours, she said the energy up there is just so crazy different. Right on the waters of Superior and stuff like that. She said it's just crazy.
It's a weird place. I love it up there. It's neat. But yeah, it's so unique. I don't know what it is about that place, but there's a lot of bizarre stories and everything up there too. And there's a lot of legends and lore, but there's facts and just things that have happened, like horrible things that have happened. And that the museum, the one about the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
It's actually, have you been there before?
I have not.
Okay. It's on a boat. It's on a freighter like the Edmund Fitzgerald was. It's not identical. It's not its sister ship. I always thought it was its sister ship growing up, but it's not. But it's a big old freighter from like that era. And in that museum, they have the lifeboats of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And they're right there. You can touch them. And that's a weird place to be.
I have watched an episode, I think, of Ghost Hunters, or maybe it was one of those shows. And they went up and they got some really interesting evidence from that museum. And one of the things that they got evidence around was like the lifeboat or whatever that is from the Edmund Fitzgerald. Very, very cool. I'm just really jealous because that's something I love. I love lighthouses. Yeah. I love all that kind of stuff. The Great Lakes, I think, it's one of the best things in the world. And here she is on vacation doing that while I'm working. So thanks, Vicky.
Oh gosh. I could see that. It's such a fun trip up there. I've not done that in years. There's another boat that's up there that's docked. And I think there's a museum on it. You know what I'm talking about? It's another old, is it like the SS Milwaukee or something? It was like a car ferry that is out of commission. But it's like a museum now, and it's a cool one. You drive down through like one of the towns, it's docked there, and I'm like, what the hell is that? Because it looks like those old creepy ships. I'll look that up while the call plays.
Okay.
855-853-4802 is our number. Hi, what's your ghost story?
Hey, Tony. Brian Harris again. Anyway, I wanted to tell you a quick story. Me and my father kind of butted heads a lot. He passed away over 20 years ago now. In my high school years, we had several conversations about ghosts and psychic connections and that. And I'll give you an example. He had a project he was working on. I think he was fixing a trailer or something like that, working at a friend's house, and he'd come home every day. It was like Friday he'd come home complaining that it wasn't working. Saturday, he'd come home complaining it wasn't working. Saturday night, he had a dream that he was working with his friend on this project, and whatever they were doing, it snapped together, worked exactly like they wanted it to do. And so Sunday, when he got to his friend's house, he said, well, I had a dream last night where I did something like this, and just like in the dream, the project snapped right together. And he come home bragging about that, and I'm like, Dad, that's kind of a psychic connection. You kind of had a dream premonition. and he scoffed at that. And there was another time I'm mowing the lawn, and we live out in the country, so there's no other noises around us. I was mowing the lawn, and he was working on a project probably 10 yards away from me, and I heard my name yelled. So I stopped the mower, and I turned around, and I said, did you just call me? And he looked bewildered, and like I was just taking a breath to holler your name, because I need some help over here. And probably not right then, but I did say, Dad, that was a psychic connection, and he scoffs at that. He passed away in 2001, and it was mid-November, and it was an unseasonably warm winter in Iowa that year. And, I mean, there was no snow on the ground, even as close, going as close to probably Christmas. This might have actually been Christmas Day. I was driving to my mother's house, who her house was about 2 miles away. The church Dad's buried at is about a mile away. And my two younger children are asleep in the car. And I'm driving, and as I start to get closer to the church, my emotions start welling up, and I kind of cocked my head to the left to fight back the tears, and I noticed in the sky there was a heart, perfectly shaped heart, not a heart-shaped cloud, but like cirrus clouds were drawing, framing a heart in the otherwise clear sky. And I kind of slowed down, looked at that for a while, and thought, why don't I have a camera? You know, before I had a cell phone in my pocket with a camera on it. And so I raced to the farm, but by the time I got there, that heart, the clouds had dissipated, and it no longer looked anything like a heart. And so I just chose to not mention anything. Sometime during that time, possibly another day, I'm not sure, but I had been sleeping on the couch because I was having trouble sleeping, a lot of it because of my emotions over losing Dad. And in my dream, he walked into my living room, which he had only ever been in my house once before. But he walked into the living room, and in his best Elmer Fudd voice, which he did that voice a lot, he was a very animated man, he walked in and very solemnly said, "Bye, Brian." I don't do Elmer Fudd that well. And I snapped awake, and obviously he wasn't there. But those two instances, I didn't want to try and convey that to at the farm, Mom's house, because I'd burst into tears and everyone around me would burst into tears. So I wrote it down, typed it out, printed it out, and so I could just lay it on the table and say, here's something I experienced. And after my brother read it, he motioned to me to follow him out of the house, and he said that in that same time frame, he had a vivid dream about Dad, where Dad came to him and asked him, did I die? And Steve told him, yes, you were in a car accident. And I don't know any more details about his dream, but it was all in that same time frame, and we kind of chalked it up to Dad kind of letting us know he was okay and coming to the realization he's passed away. And that heart was his message to me to let him go, and that he was doing okay wherever he was. Again, I have more stories to tell you. I got one, it's kind of a long one. I'll call back later. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. You could hear the emotion in his voice recounting all of that.
Absolutely. And the fact, you know, it sounded like he had a connection with his dad prior to his dad passing away. You know, the story of thinking he heard his name being called and turning, and his dad saying, "Hey, I was just going to reach out to you. I was just going to call out to you. I need help with this." It's interesting to me how many times I've heard stories of people that had loved ones who had passed come to them in a dream and ask them if they had passed away, because maybe they're confused on the other side, at least for a period of time until they realize what's really going on. But very, very special story. And, you know, I cry at everything with that last news story on the NBC Nightly News or the CBS Evening News, where it's kind of that, that feature. I cry at it every time. So when he was telling his story, I could feel his emotion and I was feeling it myself.
Yeah.
Great story.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. We'd love to hear your real ghost story. You want access to all of our episodes ad-free, binge away right now. Check it out on Apple Podcasts, on our premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.